Hi, I'm Abby Kinchy, and I'm a professor in the Department of Science and Technology Studies at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And I'm the director of a project called Our Soil. It's a project we're partnering with the Sanctuary for Independent Media and the Nature Lab project. And I'm here to talk about that today.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. What is Our Soil?
Well, Our Soil is a project that's sponsored by the National Science Foundation. And the goal is to, well, the overarching goal is to reduce exposures to lead in our environment. And the way that we're doing that is working in residential neighborhoods to test soil for lead and other heavy metals that cause harmful health consequences, and working with the people who live in those neighborhoods to identify places that might have higher levels of contamination and then find solutions to those problems, whether those are direct interventions like covering up contaminated soil with mulch and landscaping that would, you know, reduce our exposures to potentially contaminated places, but also potentially organizing politically to bring attention to the problem of heavy metals like lead in our communities.
So why do people tend to ignore soil and why should we love it?
Well, you know, we often, especially living in cities, we don't encounter soil in really positive ways, right? We often just think of it as dirt. Dirt that gets on our clothes, on our shoes, that gets tracked into our houses, dirt that's on the sidewalk and is not nice to look at. But if we reframe that and think about, well, dirt is actually soil, and soil is this really complex ecosystem where lots of organisms are living, and it's something that we can actually improve by, you know, adding organic material through composting, by taking good care of our soil. Soil is a really important part of having a green and healthy community. And unfortunately, you know, in cities, we pave over soil. We don't really notice it very much. And so as a consequence, we often think of soil as a place where we can just dump things, right? Actually, we use it as a waste dump rather than a place, something that could actually produce something good and positive for us. This is one of the reasons why I think we've ignored the fact that actually soils, unfortunately, can contain a lot of pollution that has built up over even decades. Think about pollution that's in the air. Can settle down into the soil and actually just remains there, especially like heavy metals that don't really break down. As part of this project, we want to start changing our relationships with soil, paying more attention to it, recognizing that we need to treat our soil better so that it can be better to us as well. Lots of us are interested in having greener spaces in our cities for recreation, also just to keep our streets cooler, and then to use in productive ways like growing food in our communities. And all of that is made possible by healthy soils. So part of a project is about developing healthy relationships with soil, but it's also recognizing the ways that we've mistreated soils in the past and the problems that we need to now start cleaning up.
Could you give us a couple key points of how soil is related to environmental, racial, and economic injustice?
Yeah. Well, I want to back up a little bit. So the ways that our entry point with this project is thinking about how soils are one of several pathways where people get exposed to toxic substances like lead. We often think about lead exposure coming from polluted water, right? Drinking water that hasn't been, you know, infrastructure that hasn't been well tended. Also flaking old paint, right? When landlords haven't taken good care of buildings and have kept paint around that contains lead from before it was banned. And those are really important to address. We have to work on those problems. But at the same time, another source, another pathway for people's exposure to heavy metals is the soil. If you look at the data about, you know, who tends to get exposed to lead, children with elevated blood levels of lead, it's usually African-American children and poorer children. And this is an environmental justice problem, right? This is a severe form of inequality in our society, where the health effects, which can include, you know, behavioral and intellectual challenges, as well as a whole range of different other physical challenges, are disproportionately being burdened on Black children in urban communities. You know, this is fundamentally wrong. So neighborhoods like North Central are places that are experiencing this kind of injustice. It has to be addressed through multiple different tactics, right? Soil isn't the one way, right? It's just one of a variety of different ways that kids are getting exposed to these hazards. But it's one of the ways that often gets overlooked. And it's also one of the places where we can actually make a difference. Like it's almost straightforward to address this challenge. If we find areas that are contaminated and they're uncovered and dust is being generated, or kids are playing in those places and getting dirt on their hands or on their toys, or adults are tracking dirt in to their houses from their, you know, on their shoes, all of those are ways that kids can get exposed to heavy metals in soil. So we can stop that, right? We can identify those places and we can reduce exposure by covering those places over, or if the pollution is really high, we might have to remove the source of contamination. But a lot of times there's fairly simple solutions if we just pay attention and start to work on it.
So that is the work of our soil, is to educate people and to work on creating safer spaces. And there's an opportunity for the community to get involved.
Yeah. You know, our central philosophy on this is that everybody can do the science of testing soil and improving soil. This is not something that is, you know, should just be left to experts or people who work at universities. And so what we've received funding to do is to develop methods of testing soil that are easier for everyone to use. And this summer, we are going to be recruiting and hiring 10 people who are interested in getting involved in this kind of work in North Central to participate in workshops so that they get trained to be able to use these tools to map out our communities and to discover solutions to some of these problems. So I just want to make a pitch here that if listeners are interested in doing this kind of work, we'll be doing workshops in August. People will commit about 9 hours of time over a couple of weekends and will get paid $225 for their time. And you'll learn a lot, and it will create opportunities for you to carry that work on to help other people, your neighbors, your friends and family, to address some of these challenges in North Central.
How can our listeners get involved? Where do they find more information about our soil?
Well, we have a website where if you're interested, you can actually apply to become what we're calling Soil Justice Fellows. Those are the people who would be working on the project. We're going to be pretty soon putting up flyers around the neighborhood. We're going to be going door to door with a comic book that we have that we've made that has a lot of information about what this project is all about. And we'll be going around with information about the project and how you can sign up. So keep an eye out for all of that. We will also have all the information available at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. So if this is, you know, if you're in the neighborhood and you want to stop by, we'll have brochures out very soon that you can pick up and find all the contact information. And anyone who's listening and is curious can just send me an email as well. My email address is kincha@rpi.edu. So if anybody is curious, just wants to know more, feel free to reach out to me and I'll make sure you're linked in with the work that we're doing.
What would you like to leave our listeners with? What are some of the most important things to remember when we talk about this brown material underneath our feet?
I think the main thing I want people to take away is that this is really something where we can make a difference. Lead exposure is completely avoidable, and we can improve our soils. We can do it in really tangible ways, and it feels good to do this kind of work. And so I really hope people will want to join in doing this project with us this summer and see the kind of difference you can make.